The more that I love Jesus, the more love he gives. And it's a never-ending supply. And that's a reason to sing today on Homecoming Radio.
Hey, hi, hello again,
everybody.
Buckle up, because Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio is here right now, and Bill knows how to assemble the musical talent with just the right words to lift your spirit. Hey, I'm Daniel Britt saying, come on in. There's always room for you around this table, and you'll be sitting right next to some of the homecoming greats like Woody Wright.
Oh, he's a great.
Yeah, Mark Bishop.
Howdy, howdy.
Lauren Talley.
Hello.
Kevin Williams.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Pat Barker.
.gov.
Gene McDonald.
Hello, folks.
Our soft feminine side, Tori Taft.
That was soft and feminine.
And the one and only Bill Gaither.
That's right. It's going to be a good day.
All right, we're going to get into everything right off the bat here with a whole homecoming friends, Bill.
Live from Israel, the Homecoming Friends, here on Homecoming Radio. And now here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
I'm working on a building. Yes, it's a true foundation.
Lord, that's a true foundation.
Child, I'm holding up the blood.
I'm holding up the bloodstained
banner for my Lord. Got up in the heaven, no one ever gets tired.
I'm working on the Lord. I'm working on the building.
I'm gonna run on to heaven. Sometimes I'm
Lord,
preaching.
I'm working on
don't
the
you know I'm working on the building?
Lord, that's a true foundation.
Just holding up the blood,
I'm
the blood,
up the
blood, blood banner for my Lord. Well, child, I'll never get tired.
Tired.
I'm working on the
Lord. I'm working on the building.
I'm gonna run on to heaven.
Lord,
I'm getting my reward.
My reward.
Sometimes I'm crying. I'm working on the
Lord as a true foundation.
Just holding up the bloodstain.
Banner for my
Lord. I'll never get tired.
I'm working on the
building.
Working on the building.
I'm gonna run on to heaven.
Oh Lord,
I get my reward.
Lord,
I'm working on the building.
It's a true foundation.
It's a true foundation.
I'm holding up the bloodstain.
The bloodstain
banner for my love. Well, I never get tired.
Never get tired
of working on the building.
I'm going out to
to heaven, going up to heaven to get my reward. I'm working on a building. It's a true foundation. Yeah, I'm holding up the blood stains. About a
bloodstain,
holding up the bloodstain, and I'm on my Lord, I never get tired,
oh, I never get tired,
get tired of the working,
oh my Lord,
I'm going up to heaven, going up to heaven to get my reward.
A treasured favorite part of the program is here now. Definitely. You are in the right place at the right time. The word of the day. If you know this word, we encourage you to get on in under the wire, buzz in with your Everybody. Bell, and make a difference.
Buzz your bell, everybody.
And make a difference. Carry your candle.
I got it.
The word is cavalcade. It's a noun. Cavalcade. 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 Cavalcade.
Oh, come on, y'all. You know what this
anybody?
Is.
Anybody?
Okay, I got it. Right, this is, I learned this probably the second or third time in the third grade. Well, you've heard of Gatorade.
Yeah.
Well, cavalcade was a delicious lip-smacking, kind of a fruity refreshment. It was given to the U.S. Cavalry back in the late 1800s. The cavalry was formed originally by combining two dragoons. Oh. A dragoon is a regiment of soldiers on horseback and a regiment of riflemen.
Oh. Riflemen.
Starring Chuck Connors as Lucas McCain. Well, anyway, by 1870, the War of 1812 was nearly over, and Fox News obtained some footage of the soldiers sitting on the ground, sipping from a huge pot and singing, "Thanks to Cavalcade."
Kevin.
Is that right?
Yeah. I love those.
That was, I think that was it. Perfect. However,
no, you don't get paid on four notes, Bill. They weren't even the right notes for Pete.
Close, so close.
Cavalcade actually refers to a series or procession of usually related things. It can also be used specifically for a procession of riders or carriages or vehicles or ships or dragoons, as far as that goes.
Okay.
And I'll use it in a sentence. Since the high-powered console's debut late last year, video game companies have steadily unveiled a cavalcade of new games that showcase its groundbreaking graphics.
I love it.
Wow.
You're always throwing your education in
I
our
really
face.
Am. Yeah. I'm right like in your face.
I went to school with a guy named Cavalcade. The whole Cade family, just as nice as they could be.
Appreciate you.
Cavill especially.
Won't wait, head ushers through the gate. Our Lord's eternity. And here I am, the shadow of the man that I used to be. Time got away from me. How quickly the pages turn, how swiftly the summer fades, never realizing the treasure in the most ordinary days. Oh, life is sweet, we rush headlong to meet the beauty of each day and
then it slips away. I hold like sand the minutes in my hand. They escape my grasp and they become my past. How quickly the pages turn, how swiftly the summer fades, never realizing the treasure in the most ordinary days.
How quickly the pages turn, how swiftly the summer fades, never realizing the treasure in the most ordinary days.
The winter's come, the days are shorter now. If I went back somehow, I'd do things better now. But time won't wait, it ushers through the gate. Our Lord's eternity, it comes for you and me. How quickly the pages turn, how swiftly the summer fades, never realizing the treasure in the most ordinary.
Summer fades, never realizing the treasure in the most ordinary days.
Oh, I close my eyes, say no more goodbyes. Step upon that shore where time will be no more. Someday, they have run their race, will once again embrace. How quickly the pages turn, how swiftly the summer fades, never realizing the treasure in the most ordinary days.
How quickly the pages turn, how swiftly the summer fades, never realizing the treasure in the most ordinary days. How quickly the pages turn,
stages turn.
How swiftly the summer fades,
the summer fade, realizing the treasure in the most ordinary days.
Our singer-songwriter co-host here in the studio, Mark Bishop on Homecoming Radio. What I love about Homecoming Radio is the variety of songs you get here. The new, the familiar, and those that just are classic and timeless. Like this one by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world's thy hand have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Welcome back to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Here now with the making of a classic is Gloria Gaither on Homecoming Radio's Story Behind the Song.
Called her Mom Hartwell partly because she was Bill's grandmother and partly because she was everybody's mom. She had raised 7 children of her own, a couple of her grandchildren, and several other children. It was well known around the Innisdale neighborhood of Alexandria, Indiana, that anyone who needed a warm meal or a place to stay could always be welcome at the Hartwell House. Even stray dogs and cats knew where they could get something to eat and probably a permanent home if they behaved themselves. I loved her from the start. She was Irish, like my own grandmother, and, like her, she baked great bread and berry pies, grew flowers everywhere, and had an orchard and a huge garden full of summer fruits and vegetables, which she canned in scalded ball jars as the crops ripened. She read and wrote poetry, played hymns on an old upright piano, and loved to talk about Jesus. When Bill first took me to Mom Hartwell's house, I felt as if I had come home to someone I'd lost at age 14 when my own dear grandmother had died. I knew this woman. She took me in without a question. If Billy Jim loved me, that was enough for her. She tied an apron around my middle, handed me a stack of unmatched plates tall enough to set a banquet table, and pointed me toward the long table in what served as a dining room of their well-worn house. With that gesture, I was family, and I remained so. There were many dinners after that first one. Kids of all sizes and shapes would swarm through the house, letting the screen door slam behind them as they moved toward Mom Hartwell's kitchen stove, like metal shavings drawn to magnet. They'd lift the lids off simmering pots of fresh green beans or steaming mashed potatoes, bubbling kettles of boiling corn on the cob, hot roasters full of baked chickens. I would join the brigade of granddaughters, nieces, cousins, and daughters-in-law, who served up garden vegetables, starches, and meats into large white serving dishes, poured gallons of iced tea and lemonade, and filled huge crockery mugs with strong hot coffee from the granite ware coffee pot that always simmered on the back of the stove. By the time dinner was on the table, the men would have made their way into the house from the yard, where they'd been standing around with thumbs in their back pockets, talking in little clumps about the weather and the crops and the price of Angus cattle. Half Native American, Pop Hartwell would tower above the other men, his bald head a full shade lighter than the brown suntan skin of his face and neck. His big gruff voice would boom out at the children scurrying like mice among the grown-up legs. "Get quiet, kids." Then in a gentle tone, "Mom, pray." And in her soft Irish tones, Mom Hartwell would approach the throne of God. And she stayed there until all the kids had been prayed for, the families had been lifted up, and the meats and vegetables had been blessed to the good of our bodies and our bodies to the service of the Lord. Then a happy roar would rise to fill the tiny house as the feast was consumed, to the recitation of great memories, the telling of funny stories, and peals of uproarious laughter. Like a sponge tossed up on the shore and dried out by the sun, I'd let this family's sweet tides of love wash over me. I was away from my own family, and my grandparents were gone. I'd think about how often Bill's family, now mine, had clung to the edge of poverty, raising food because they had to. I'd think about the old house, barely adequate to shelter the huge crowd, mortgaged time and time again to keep the doors open to the little white-framed church next door and to support the preacher there who also knew hard times. I'd think about Pop, orphaned as a child and working at odd jobs until he learned to farm and dig wells, how he lived out the truth that any honest work is honorable work, as he'd say. I'd think about Mom as the brown-eyed girl in the picture that hung in the front room. That small, pretty girl married big Burl Hartwell, who had no family, and together they started a family of their own. I'd heard her tell, still choking back the tears after all these years, how they had lost 3 babies to pneumonia and diphtheria and the croup in the days before antibiotics and emergency room medical care. I'd watch how she'd treasured the ones who lived and how she couldn't turn out any kid who needed a home. In time, Bill and I brought our first baby to this tiny house. Oh, but Mom was proud of that baby. She held her in the old maple rocker and sang to her the old hymn she'd come to love because she'd proven them true. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. "Play something, Billy Jim," she'd say as she held our baby. Bill would go to the old out-of-tune piano and play our newest song. "Do you like this, Mom?" he'd ask, then begin, "Shackled by a heavy burden." "Oh my, that's beautiful, kids," she'd say. I'd pray that moments like this would sink into the being of our little girl, and her mind and soul would be schooled in the eternity of such precious times. Bill and I knew these were bonus days, for our baby to have their great-grandparents was a precious, fragile gift. We lost Pop first. Maybe that was a good thing, because he could never have lived without Mom. And then she got sick. It seems that people who love each other don't live long alone. The seven children fought, not about who'd have to take care of her, but about who would get to take care of her. We watched her slip from us. At times she'd be delirious, partly from the stroke and partly from the medication. We braced ourselves to accept a common pattern where the conscious mind digs deep into the subconscious, dredging up morsels that are dark and uncharacteristic, shocking the family with ugly words and angry profanities. These occurrences can't be helped, and no blame must be affixed to them. But this didn't happen with Mom. As we sat by her bedside, she would sing in her delirium the old songs about her precious Jesus. "Oh, he is so precious to me," she'd sing. "Yes, he is so precious to me." Oh, sometimes she'd mumble words barely audible. We'd lean close to her lips. "Jesus," she'd whisper. "How good he is, Jesus." One day toward the end, Mom was lucid and able to talk to us. We sat by her bed, Bill and I, with our baby girl, Suzanne. Mom loved to see the babies. She was recalling moments, both rewarding and difficult. After a while, Bill said, "Mom, you've lived a long time. We're just starting out with our baby and our lives. Tell me, has it been worth it serving Jesus all these years?" She looked at him with that Irish sparkle in her still snappy brown eyes. "Billy Jim," she said, "the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows." Not long after that, still forming the name of Jesus with her lips, she slipped out of our arms and into his. By then, the words she'd left us had shaped themselves into a song. It was published with the title, "The Longer I Serve Him." But for Bill and me, it will always be the last will and testament of Mom Hartwell. It was all she had to leave us, but we knew we had inherited great wealth.
One of my favorites, and this is a classic moment from the Homecoming series, featuring Bill, Ben Spear, and Brother Danny.
"And the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, the more that I love him, the more he bestows. Each day I give my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Since I started for the kingdom, since my life he controls, since I gave my heart
here. Bill, I saw somebody else who might know a verse. Stand up.
Every need he is supplied.
Every need he is supplying. Plenteous grace he bestows. Every day my way gets brighter the longer I serve him, the sweeter.
Love that special moment. Mark Lowry runs off the stage to get that special guest vocalist.
That's my brother.
Danny Gaither. Bill, what a great way to close out the program. It's been such a good day here at Homecoming Radio.
Our goal today was to remind you that the love of Christ abounds, and it's never in short supply. So join us again next time for more good news.
We've put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear us online, download our smartphone app,
see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos, new projects, and link up to our social media and Facebook. And you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
We are out of time, no matter how you measure it. It's been a lot of fun. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music. And you know, we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.